We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Give me your top of the mind thoughts on this.
Well, I think that it was clear to at least people in my profession that they weren't done in the investigation, and that there was a good possibility of an indictment. So I'm not exactly surprised by it. I had a chance to read part of it. It's the typical insider trading allegations, conspiracy, and then forfeiture counts, where they basically say, if you're convicted, then we want you to forfeit all the proceeds. So that's basically it at first blush. I didn't catch, Sandy, who made that statement that you just read.
Yeah, it says his lawyer, but his lawyer is a name is not mentioned.
Yeah, my guess is it's a Washington plus New York City person, probably. I know that he had representation that way in the past for the congressional investigation.
Do you see this, obviously, if found guilty, and we're speculating now, obviously, but you know the law. Certainly. Would this possibly lead to a removal from office, or is this just a fine situation? Would there be any jail time involved if a guilty verdict was found? Where do you see this going punitively?
All of the above.
Wow.
It could be all of those. On the federal side, the penalties are always huge. You're talking 10 years, 20 years. Maximums. Obviously, if he's convicted and incarcerated, well, he won't be able to continue as a congressman. So it's very serious. The federal side's very serious. Manhattan is not always the most favorable place for jury verdicts, as we've seen a number of times over and over again.
How does the government attempting to prove their case, how do they draw a timeline? Is it strictly on the purchase of stock, on the trading of the stock? How do they narrow it down to something they can prove in court?
Well, the indictment lists a number of emails and communications back and forth among the parties. So it's clear that what they're going to look at is was the trading based on so-called insider information, something that would not have been open and available to the public. That's kind of been the focus of the investigation from the very beginning when they started talking about all this. And I'm pretty sure Collins is up for re-election.
Oh, yes, I think I've heard that. Is there any way, shape, or form that a defense attorney would bring up the political side of any kind of an investigation and or indictment? Or is that totally separate from what we're talking about now?
No, I think that if there's a feeling that there's, this is politically motivated, that obviously that's a legitimate issue to raise. It isn't technically part of the elements of a crime. On the other hand, there's a lot of discretion that can be exercised in cases like this. Many of them can be handled civilly, although, as you recall, with Martha Stewart and some others, insider trading is not exactly, just ignored by the authorities, as Stewart did time.
Yeah, now there was a lot made when the presidential campaign was going on about information about Hillary Clinton, if anybody had it, when it would be released. And there was a real concern that any information released just before an election could possibly influence that election. Would there be any concern this time because of the timeline of when this was released?
Yeah, sure, Sandy. That's a valid observation. You ask yourself, what's the timing of this? I think if they say, if we really were going to do something like that, we would have, you know, let it out in September or October, as opposed to, you know, now in August. But it still has the same impact. I mean, they're actively campaigning. There's an active candidate that are challenging Collins, and obviously that's going to have a huge impact on his ability to be reelected. But I think that's the least of his problems.
Do you think, and this is just speculation, do you think the president will make any public speculation on the future of that indictment? Will he make any tweet, any formal announcement, or will he stay hands off?
Well, you know, usually the answer to that would be that they wouldn't, but with this president, I'm sure it's probably happened already. And he'll, because this was a close confidant of his. If you think about it, Collins was the first congressional member to endorse him.
True.
And kind of his PR guy in government, if you will, always defending everything the president did for the most part. And so I'm sure the president will reciprocate somewhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.